What are the physical factors needed for fishing? This is Fishing Overload. My name is Adrian Bailey. Episode number 3 is here. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of our podcast, where we'll be discussing the physical factors needed for fishing. Fishing is one of the oldest and most popular outdoor activities across the world. It is not just a relaxing pastime, but is also a means of livelihood for many people living along the coasts or near freshwater bodies. But to have a successful day of fishing, some physical factors must be taken into account. In this podcast, we'll be exploring the various factors affecting fishing, including water temperature, barometric pressure, wind speed, and tides. Water temperature is a crucial factor to consider when fishing. Fish are cold-blooded, meaning their body temperature is regulated by the surrounding water. Different types of fish thrive in varying water temperatures, so it's essential to know the preferred temperature of the species you're targeting. For example, trout prefer cooler water temperatures between 50 degrees Fahrenheit and 60 degrees Fahrenheit, while bass prefer warmer temperatures between 66 degrees Fahrenheit and 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Knowing the temperature of the water before casting out your line can increase your chances of catching fish. A simple handheld thermometer can help you measure water temperature accurately.
Barometric pressure, also known as atmospheric pressure, is another factor that affects fishing. Fish sense changes in barometric pressure and adjust their behavior accordingly. High pressure systems usually indicate stable weather, and fishing during this time is usually less productive since the fish are less active. On the other hand, fish activity usually increases during low pressure systems that can cause cloudy, overcast, or rainy weather. Lowered barometric pressure causes fish to become more active and feed more aggressively.
Wind speed is another essential physical factor that you must consider when fishing. Strong winds can make casting difficult and cause your boat to drift, making it challenging to locate or maintain a good fishing spot. However, some types of fish are more likely to bite when there is a light breeze or wind that creates small ripples on the surface of the water. This disturbance on the surface of the water can mimic the way insects move, which can attract the fish.
Finally, tides can have a significant impact on fishing, especially for those who fish in coastal areas. High tidal movements can result in strong currents, which can make it difficult to reach fish in certain locations. Conversely, low tide exposes rocks, seaweed, and other underwater structures which can provide shelter and food for fish. Different fish species have different preferences, and some may be more active during rising or falling tides. Knowing the tidal movements before heading out to fish can help you determine which spots will be most productive.
In conclusion, fishing involves a lot more than just dropping a line into the water. The physical factors that affect fishing are numerous and require careful consideration to have a successful trip. Before heading out to fish, it's important to know the temperature of the water, the barometric pressure, wind speed, and tides to increase your chances of catching fish. By paying attention to these factors and adapting your fishing techniques accordingly, you can have a more enjoyable and productive day on the water. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Until next time, happy fishing! Thank you all for joining us again on Fishing Overload. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.